Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. Now, before we start, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to check this out. Don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow. It helps a lot. And again, thank you. Have an incredible day or evening, depending where you are. And I'll see you in the next one. Stay safe. Welcome, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. For today, we have the incredible Kate here on the show. Kate, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Perfect.
Hello.
That's great to know. So, yeah, so welcome to the show. As I said, it is super incredible to have you here. Now, for those who don't know who is the incredible Kate, please tell us who you are.
Incredible Kate is an ex-veterinarian, ex-office clerk, ex-PR manager, ex-creative copywriter, and now currently an actress.
Wow, so you're basically doing everything. I love it. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. But tell me, let's go back in time here and tell me, where does your passion for acting started?
I think it started in 2020. It was my first job as an actress. So I was invited to participate in shooting of one advertisement, which was called Otriven. It was a nasal spray, I guess. So, and they were making this advertisement for Russian market, and it was in Budapest, here where I live.
Okay.
And so I just went there, and I just had to be myself. And that's all.
Yeah.
And I was just telling some sort of funny story, how I was in a bar sitting with my boyfriend and all that, and I was enjoying myself, and then my nose got blocked. It was I couldn't even breathe, and then I took this Otriven and sprayed it a few times, and it's a miracle happened. And actually, this was a real story. So yeah. So after that, I just decided that I felt something wonderful. I felt something incredible on set, and probably I wish to proceed, with this. And in 2021, it was my first acting workshop.
Okay.
And honestly, I was absolutely confused, because in one hand, I was ecstatic and wow, what is happening? It's so amazing. Acting is just wonderful. And on the other hand, I was but I'm 30 years old. I'm God, but it's a long way. Acting, it's a huge thing. And I'm already 30. And what? Maybe I should just be veterinarian, office clerk, and I don't know who, but am I passionate enough to go this long way? And then I just decided that I just had to dive into this, and I decided to make some extra jobs. So I was I was working as an extra for half a year. For half a year, and it was incredible. So when other extras were sleeping on the set, Kate, they will just change the cameras now, no biggie, it's boring. I'm no, they're fucking changing the cameras. Oh my God, they're changing. So I was so fascinated, when they were putting, these different lenses and, changing angles and stuff. I'm oh my God, I love it. And they were are you fucking this is crazy. I mean, they're just moving around. This is boring. No, this is not boring at all. So it was fun. And my first job as an actress was in 2022. So it was recently.
Wow, that's incredible. But tell me how you prepare a character. Now, with experience that you know, what is your initial approach on this process of creating a character?
I'm studying now Chabak technique.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Ivana Chabak. She's from LA, and we have this incredible coach. His name is Adam Davenport, and he brought this incredibly empowering technique to Budapest and to Serbia, yes, and to Serbia as well. And he's teaching us here. And actually, this technique has been really empowering for me. And this is a whole thing, like it's a 12-step thing, and with all the details and stuff. And the most important thing is that it gives you a real feeling, you know, like you really feel what you're playing.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow, that's pretty cool. By the way, shout out to Adam. He's an amazing person. I also have to speak with him every now and then. I mean, he's the one who passed me your contact. So if he's watching this at some point or listen to it, a huge shout out to him. He's amazing. Now moving on here, tell me, like, what is your goal? Meaning that when you are about to perform, like, what is the goal you're looking for the audience to feel or to see when they are watching your character?
I think my only goal is to feel real. I mean, like if I feel that I'm being real and I actually live, not just like if I'm not just acting but living, I think this is very visible, you know, like on the camera. So this is the most important thing, is just to live what you're playing. Because if it's fake, if it's like, you know, some sort of artificial, like superficial emotion, then it's just, well, it's visible. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you can tell, you know, with either with a film or a play or a TV show, that there's this character that doesn't quite look real,
Yeah.
and you don't care, which is interesting because like every person has like their own opinions. So perhaps for you, didn't connect the character, but perhaps for somebody else did. So I find that pretty interesting, the fact that everyone has like a different opinion on things, and at the same time they can care either more or less for a character that you are caring at the same time for another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's important to care about your like it's important to care about your feelings and what you are trying to achieve in this like in the scene that you're playing or in the scenes that you're playing, because if you really want to achieve something, that like your passion is visible, and if you're just playing emotions, this is kind of, yeah, this is artificial, like
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tell me, what has been some of the worst auditions you ever had?
Worst auditions. Oh God. This is yeah, I have that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get it, but I'm not sure that. Okay, so it was for American TV series, which is like massive now here in Budapest and like worldwide. And there was a role of some sort of sergeant or some military guy, or yeah, and there was a line, and I have no idea why, but I just got stuck on one particular word, so I couldn't like word it properly, and it was like, you know, take after take, I'm making the same mistake, and it's like 1 hour, 2 hours, and I'm making the same damn mistake. So it was horrible. And I think like by the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I don't really care. I know I am suck at this word, but I will just send it out. And I'm like, okay, send, push, send, and forget about it. But honestly, I was surprised because my casting director, she told me that, like, oh, it was good. I'm like, Are you being serious? So I don't know. I think this was like the worst experience for me because I have no idea why. When my brain gets stuck on some word, on some line, it's just there, and I cannot like get over it.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's funny, right? That whenever you do something, you think that it was horrible and it turned to be good, you know? Or when you're like, oh, this was really good, it tends to be not that good. So I find that super funny, you know? That yeah, like that thing, it's super interesting sometimes. But anyway,
Yeah.
now tell me like how you prepare for an audition. Like, do you have like a specific thing that you always do to get ready, or like what is the steps you usually take for preparing for an audition?
Absolutely. Like my first step is to go through this technique that I'm studying now, so 12 steps. So first of all, I break down the scene, so I have to understand what does my character want, like all the needs, all the obstacles and everything. Then I connect to this character, and then I relax, because when I'm tense, like I don't know, it's just not normal, like what is happening with my body when it is tense. So I have to relax, I have to breathe, I have to like lie down and like lay down and just, you know, yeah. And then yeah, and then I'm ready and I'm learning my lines real quick. And this is very helpful. So yeah, just this Chabak technique and then resting, and then I think I'm just letting it all go, and then I'm going with my flow. Because when I'm too stuck on the technique, I think it blocks the creativity. Because when the camera is on, you will act a teensy bit different. Yeah. So, and I'm just trying, you know, like to go with my gut and to go with the flow, and that's it. But like knowing what my character wants and who he or who she is.
That's amazing. Now, let's say that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to become an actor. Now, I don't have zero experience at all. So, based on what you know, what advice could you give to me before I start this, before I jump to this career?
I think definitely you will need to become an extra for some period of time, because I think being an extra is the most amazing time when you will be testing your passion and your love for acting. Because being an extra means that you will wait like a tons of time. You're like just waiting. And how will you wait? Will you observe? Will you, I don't know, like be inspired, or will you just be bored and say, oh, it's just boring, it's just like too much time. So at first become an extra, and then you just like feel, is it yours, like is it your calling or is it not?
There you go. I'll make sure that if I one day become an actor and I get an award, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech.
Thank
All right, fantastic. Now, let's say that for your birthday, you receive a time machine. But here's the catch: you can only travel once and to meet the 13-year-old version of yourself. So what advice or what would you say to that little you?
I would definitely say, be yourself. No matter what people say, no matter obstacles, no matter the society that can like, you know, push you and say something not pleasant. You just always have to be yourself and believe in yourself, because I think the most important thing is to trust and to believe and to follow your heart. That is for sure.
Yeah, I love it. Now, let's say that one day Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, they call you and they tell you that they have this idea, which goes that all of the characters you have played at the moment, they're gonna gather to celebrate your birthday. But the film needs a name. So how would you call it?
Oh God, this is tough. So a name, so a name of the film with all the characters that I played. I think it should be some superhero name, That's definitely. I don't know. That is a huge question. I have to think about it, really.
Take your time.
I think, I don't know why I have this now, this title. It's a triumph of one soul.
I like it. Okay, I'll take it. That's pretty cool. All right. Now, what about if you had to describe your whole acting career, but on a drink, how would you call it?
A drink. Oh, it's easy. It's lemonades plus coffee, because I don't drink alcohol.
Fantastic.
And all my acting fellows, they know that if I'm at some parties, I always take lemonade and coffee.
There you go. All right. That's good. That's good. And how would you call that lemonade?
I would call it I would call my lemonade. Energizing Kate, because
Fantastic.
as my friends and everyone who surrounds me perceive me as a very energetic person. So yeah, I think Energizing Kate would be okay for the lemonade.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Now, my last question here is, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days, right? That we want to quit. So for you, what usually put those toxic thoughts away so you can continue on this journey that you have created for some years now?
I always listen to myself, listen to my heart, and listen to my soul. I always listen to that, because the brain can control and analyze and can like quit a thousand times, but a heart cannot quit, because it knows. It really knows what your soul and your heart needs.
There you go.
So,
I love it. I mean, at the end, it's I find pretty amazing the fact that you just recently, a couple of years, discovered this career and you are working on it and you're putting passion to it. I mean, it's incredible, but it also shows that that dreams can come true and that it's not too late for you to start something new, which I do think that sometimes we can get a little bit discouraged. I mean, of course, if you want to be a professional athlete and you were in your 30s, yeah, it's going to be difficult, of course. But acting or other type of careers, it's never too late. So I do think it's really good the fact that you are focusing on this career now and that you're having some results, which I think it's a proof that everything is possible if you put hard work to it, but if you're honest about it.
Yeah, and the result is, which I am so proud of, is that I'm currently shooting in Disney Plus TV
There you
series.
go.
Yeah, and it's amazing because the director loved my work so much that he added extra scene just
Wow.
for me. You just have to believe in yourself and do whatever your heart tells you.
There you go. I mean, as I said here, Kate, I love what you do. Keep creating, keep inspiring, because I'm sure that there's a few people out there who sees you as a role model. Or they see you as someone who can actually make things work. And it's perfect. I love it. Keep doing what you do. Also, I want to thank those who watch this video. Thank you so much. If you're
Thank you.
either listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, and I think Google Music too, I'm not sure. Make sure to go fo to follow Kate like right now. Since this episode is about to be over, I'm gonna leave in the description below her links to her Instagram so you can check her and let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Kate, because she's incredible. She's amazing. And Kate, again, thank you so much for making this happen. Have an incredible rest of the week, an incredible upcoming weekend. And as I said before, keep creating, keep inspiring, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you very much, Dan, and thank you much everyone who is watching this or listening to this. Just my last words, believe in yourself, believe in your heart, and you will make it. All
There you
your
go.
dreams. Thank you very much.
Love it.